Here with Jets GM Mike Maccagnan. Well, you said in training camp that you're constantly building your roster. How do you assess the development of this group now after 9 games?
Well, we feel good about a lot of things. We're not where we want to be yet, but we do feel we're making progress to the vision of the team that Todd and myself had, going into this off season, and really since we've gotten here. We wanted to build a team that was young, competitive, can go out there and compete for the playoffs on a yearly basis. We feel we've made some movement towards that, but again, it's still a work in progress. We're very excited about some of the young players that have, how they've come on this year, not only our draft picks, but some of our first and second year players. But we also feel very good about some of the veterans we had and what they've brought to this organization too.
Speaking of veterans that you added, what were your expectations for Josh McCown, and now 9 games into this season, completing 70% of his passes, second best accuracy in the National Football League, and also what he's added to your room?
Josh was somebody we felt very good about, not just from a skill set standpoint. We still thought he had good football left in him, which he's proven that out. But the other part, I think, is what he brought from an intangible standpoint. And really, for some of the things we did this offseason, that was a very important aspect of, when we sort of targeted, identified Josh. He's exceeded all our expectations in that area. He's been outstanding, not only on the field as a player, but also what he's brought to the locker room and to the meeting room, and for example, with the young quarterbacks we have. And we really feel good about what Josh has brought this organization, both as a player and as a person.
How have some of your late additions defensively been able to come in here and make significant contributions right away? I'm thinking about safety Terrence Brooks, linebacker David Bass, defensive lineman Coney Ealy.
Yeah, the one thing in the NFL is, you have pro free agency, which generally starts in March and ends in May. You have the college draft. The other part of this process, in terms of building a team and building a roster, are either potential trades that come up where we added, Jermaine Kearns to our roster. But the other part is the waiver wire. And, I think it's a testament to the scouting process we have and the people we have in that side of the business, both pro and college, identifying these players. And, when they become available, making, smart acquisitions. And we're not where we want to be, per se, just yet, but we're definitely, these are pieces and people that hopefully will help us get to that point and also be building blocks for us going forward.
Kearns has come in, he's got 31 receptions, he's got 4 touchdown catches. When you made that trade, I know you liked the value in return because he's got a second round pick as well, but what about what he brings as far as leadership is concerned?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think when, and that was a difficult trade because we like Sheldon Richardson very much. He's a very talented player. But I think when we had the chance to add a draft pick and also and Jermaine in the process, when we lost Quincy to an injury early in camp or during camp, Jermaine sort of came in and really with that young group of receivers was a very good influence, not only his ability on the field as a player, but also from his experience. And if you're around him, it's the character and his personality, his leadership ability in his own way. Has been a great addition to our team, and it's really been good for those young players too. And not to take away anything even from bringing Jeremy Curley back too, another player and a veteran player who's been here before, and came in and again was a very good influence in that locker room. And of course, losing Quincy was tough, but and we'll get him back eventually, and we're excited about that. But with those other guys, we felt good about what they brought the organization to.
Speaking of Curley, he's been productive, but he'll be out for the next 4 games. How excited are you to see Ardarius Stewart and Chad Hansen now with an increased workload, because guys have said that they are progressing on the practice field?
Yeah, they've done good things in practice. Chad had a bit of an injury coming in. Same thing with Ardarius in training camp. They were both coming off of injuries late in the OTAs and off season. But both those guys have done a good job in their when they're given the opportunity. So we're kind of excited about them. Now it's up to them to sort of take the next step. They've done it on the practice field. They've done it a little bit in the preseason. They've done it to a degree in games so far this year, but now they're going to have a lot more opportunities to go out there. And like a lot of, this season has been for a lot of these young players, it's a season of opportunities. And hopefully, they take advantage of it and they fulfill their potential and they help us, move this team going forward.
How about the forward advancements of some of your second-year pros, most specifically on defense, maybe Darren Lee and outside linebacker Jordan Jenkins?
Yep. I think the one thing you find with every player who comes into the league, They mature at different paces and different rates. And I think really what we look at with a lot of first and second and third year players, a lot of them make it, improvement. They physically mature, they become more comfortable in terms of what they're being asked to do from a system standpoint. But both Darren and Jordan have both made nice, progressions this year, both on the field, and also I think from a, kind of an intangible standpoint too, what they bring also. Both those guys are very good, people and character guys. They're both playing, I think, improved. They both have improved as players and they're both doing a good job. But we're kind of excited about them, again, and personality-wise, they both bring a lot to the locker room, so we're excited about that, too.
Well, we're excited to see what the Jets have moving forward over these final seven games. Mike, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Eric.